USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has prostate cancer, and his recent hospitalization was the result of complications from surgery to treat and cure it. That is the update from the Pentagon, where spokesman Pat Ryder talked to reporters Tuesday.
He's progressed steadily throughout his stay. He continues to make progress, and we anticipate a full recovery, although this can be a slow process.
All this amidst criticism of the fact White House officials and President Biden were not informed of Austin's hospitalization for several days over the holiday break. High winds and heavy rain have prompted the National Weather Service to extend many flood watches and warnings through today. High wind, the main concern along the eastern seaboard. According to PowerOutage.us, there have been more than 600,000 power outages reported in communities up and down the eastern seaboard. Meanwhile, coastal flooding advisories, high wind warnings, and wind advisories are set to last through today in states like New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Virginia. Donald Trump says a president must be allowed full immunity, even when challenging elections. And he says the charges being brought against him in the federal elections case amount to a political prosecution.
When they talk about threat to democracy, that's your real threat to democracy.
Trump spoke to reporters following his appearance at a federal appeals court hearing Tuesday. 2023 was Earth's hottest year on record, according to the scientific community. The European Union's Copernicus Climate Change Service on Tuesday announced that global temperatures last year averaged higher than in any year, dating back to at least 1850. Speaking of hot, Ariana Grande fans will not have to wait much longer for new music from their favorite pop star. This past weekend, she announced that her first single in almost 3 years will drop this Friday. This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
The Biden administration is rejecting claims being made before the UN that Israel is prosecuting a genocide in Gaza. During public remarks after a meeting with Israeli officials in Tel Aviv Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the claims have no merit.
Those who are attacking Israel continue to openly call for the annihilation of Israel and the mass murder of Jews.
Blinken also called for the release of hostages still being held by Hamas. The U.S. says North Korea is supplying ballistic missiles for Russia in its ongoing war with Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters Tuesday the Russians have already used some of them against Ukrainian targets. He said the U.S. is rolling out more sanctions against those facilitating the arms transfers.
Multiple Ukrainian civilians were killed in the strikes and dozens were injured. Now, these strikes are horrific, they're inhumane, and they serve as yet just another reminder of the brutality of Mr. Putin. War.
Kirby also called on Congress to pass President Biden's request to provide more funding for Ukraine. Top politicians in Washington are clarifying the earlier reported budget deal between Democratic Senate leaders and the new Republican Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. On Tuesday, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell told reporters the spending plan will, quote, obviously have to be another short-term funding bill to avoid a government shutdown. Parts of the government run out of funding on January 19th. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.